done a dominant job throughout his career, and that's he's 2 for 2 here today. So Pontevedra looking to get some early offense with the 1-0 lead. So, Jim, this attack for Pontevedra with Greco, Schultz, and Dolan, they've got the big body Dolan, who likes to seeks out contact and likes to push his defenders around, and then you've got the quick finishers in Greco and Schultz.
Yeah, and the attack, you know, they kind of feed off the energy of the midfielders. Pontevedra likes to start their offense with those midfielders, but when that ball gets behind the cage, then Pontevedra gets very dangerous on once they get that defense moving.
So Powers dishes it off over to Houseman down that right alley, skips it back to Powers once again. Two more passes, and it's a shot and a save. So early save. Gabe Loper, the senior for Creekside, went down and got that one, and now here's a struggle in the clearing game, and it's a 2-on-1 for Pontevedra. Dolan's open in front, can't handle it initially. Pontevedra's going to keep it in and maintain possession, but Creekside dodged a bullet there.
Yeah, they really did, and Dolan just couldn't handle that feed in front of the crease, and but Pontevedra was able to retain possession with a good ground ball.
The Creekside defender did a nice job of splitting the two players and getting in that passing lane. So Pontevedra with the 1-0 lead takes over. We just finished Nice versus Fletcher in a one-goal thriller. Nice came out on top 9-8. Nice trailed for a good portion of the game, but got some momentum and then held off a late Fletcher rush. So Pontevedra, left-handed judge, down the alley, behind the goal to Dolan, bounces it back up top, shot high over the cage. Jeremy Hart had a good look at the cage and just tried to be a little too cute and pick a corner.
Yeah, and we were talking to Coach Poe before this game and over the weekend, Ray, and Pontevedra hasn't played a game in 11 days, and we weren't really sure what their sticks were going to look like. They've been pretty sharp so far in these first opening minutes.
Schultz controlling at the goal line extended. Back up top to Jeremy Hart, working it around to Powers. Houseman splits back to his right hand. Shot, save. So Gabe Loper, that was a similar spot from where Houseman scored his first goal that time. Loper put the big body in front of it, and the senior makes another save, but Pontevedra comes up with the ball once again.
Looks like they want to go into this game testing, you know, Loper low, and he's done a good job. Two saves already in this game.
Power back behind to Dolan, trying to power his way around the goal line extended. Skip pass across to Houseman, this time with the left hand, splits back to his right, shot and a score! So Cannon Houseman, 2 goals on 3 shots, and he looks like a man possessed right now.
Yeah, he really does. Like you mentioned, he split to his left, split back to his right. I think the Creekside defenseman actually thought he dislodged the ball, but Cannon still had it in the stick and was able to beat Roper.
So we've got a timeout on the field. We're going to go ahead and take a break with 8:21 to go in the first quarter. Our score is Pontevedra 2, Creekside 0. So we'll stay with you here at Pontevedra High School. 2-0 is our score. Jim, when we've seen Pontevedra a few times this year, and you and I always, you know, talk about they we'd like to see them play a little more up-tempo, and it looks like they're being a little more assertive on offense rather than just working it around and setting up their offense. I think they've got the horses to run and gun today.
Yeah, and it all starts at the face-off X, and Led Harper's given Pontevedra 2 easy possessions and early possessions, and like you said, they're playing with a lot of swagger and a lot of tempo right now, and you know, Creeks is back on their heels.
So the senior Harper back out there for the faceoff. On the near side wing, it's the other faceoff man, Redley Bags. Interchangeable. That's won by Harper forward. It's a 4-on-3. He keeps it. Gets to some space. Shot just off the mark. Dolan's there to back it up.
Nice possession.
Dropped a stick, little sidearm.
Yeah, it was a nice possession shot, though, too, right? As, you know, the old saying is either score a goal or miss the cage, and he missed the cage, but not by a lot on that one.
Don't let the goalie catch it and turn it into transition the other way. And that opens things up. Next time that Lad Harper comes down, they'll probably be a little quicker to go to him, which is going to open somebody up. And when he wins it forward like that and he gets that 4-on-3 break, it's a definite strength for the Pontevedra Sharks. So Matt Greco controls. He's going to have a run at the short stick defensive middie. He's got some room. Help comes early, and Pontevedra can't handle the pass, and it goes out of bounds. So now we'll see if Creekside can clear it. So, Jim, I expect at some point Creekside to possibly jump in and out of zones, but it looks like they're playing some tight man-to-man defense and quick to slide.
Yeah, right now, like you said, Ray, they're just comfortable trying to field Pontevedra out, playing the man-to-man matchup.
So a failed clear. Tanner Parlett comes up with it. Outlet pass across the field, running into the offensive restraining area, and the Sharks are back on offense. A little trouble with that exchange. Contested ground ball. Sharks come up with it.
Tried to do a little pass down, pick down, but dropped the ball.
So the faceoff unit steps off. The offensive unit comes on with Blake Powers having a catch with Schultz. So now we see Pontevedra being a little more deliberate. Probably about six passes right there just to set up the offense. And there's an early penetration. Bounces it back up top. Powers down the left alley. Over to Jeremy Hart. I think he likes this matchup. Now he's going to push it to the right. Adjacent pass to Matt Greco. Back behind the goal. One thing about the Creekside defense throughout Coach Alford's 12-year tenure there, they play really good position defense. You don't see them doing a lot of stick chasing, and that's a nice little trail check to put it down. But we always talk about the approach, and that's one thing that Jason Alford defenses are known for.
Yeah, and when a guy's running down the alley like that but away from the cage, it's a great time to kind of give up position a little bit and get that trail check.
Yep, he's not as much of a threat to shoot, and you just keep that pressure on him. The ball was on the ground, but the Sharks come up with it. They've had a few. The Pontevedra team's had a few offensive ground balls, which is important to keep possession and keep that defense on their heels. And there's another turnover. So the layoff for the Sharks is showing. 5:59 to go in the first quarter. 2-0 Pontevedra. Creekside attempting to clear. Heavy pressure, and they have a man forward. One of the long poles for Creekside breaks into the offensive end. Nice clear by Ethan Anderson. So this is really the first time that the offense has had a settled possession for Creekside almost halfway through the first quarter.
Like you mentioned, Ray, Creekside's been playing a lot of defense. I would expect them to be very patient here and deliberate in their offensive set.
The first time these two teams played back on February 14th, it was 7-0 Pontevedra. So Creekside has gone an entire game plus without scoring a goal against Pontevedra. Now here's a look at the cage. He gets to the front shot. Jack Pelote, what a save! Another attempt, Pelote! That's why he's considered one of, if not the best goalies in high school lacrosse in the Southeast. And that's a beautiful takeaway check. Jim, I know it's radio and it's hard to paint the picture, but that was just a point blank, sprawling, smothering of the lacrosse ball.
Yeah, so he made the first save, and there was a rebound, and the Creekside player caught the ball and went behind the back, and Pelote just sprung across the cage and got a stick on it.
Got a flag down, so delayed penalty against Creekside. 2, 4, 6. They have six guys. It must have been an offside or an illegal substitution. It's behind the play, but here comes Pontevedra. Even strength, shot. It's a save. Pontevedra keeps possession. Dolan up top.
Oh.
Little hitch and another save. So back-to-back saves. Loper with back-to-back saves. Now he's going to have to try to do it down a man. Let's see if we can get some good hand signals out of these referees.
On the far side of the field.
1 minute. Offsides.
30 seconds.
30 seconds. Okay. I thought.
You're halfway there.
Halfway there. That was my sign reading, sign language skills versus the referee. He did it right. But once he put those hands on the hip,
yep.
I knew it was offsides.
There you go. And so the first one was he was given a number. I think number one was the player that was offsides.
Gotcha.
Right?
And I read that as 1 minute. Understandable mistake from a mile away. So, Jim, 3-3 for Pontevedra?
Yeah, they're starting with a 3-3, and they'll rotate out of this.
There goes Dolan sneaking from the top front around on that back door.
This is the man of play that we've all run when we were 7 and 8 years old.
And that was Dolan taking that shot around the back door and didn't love the angle. I don't want to pick on the kid, but it just looked a little, I don't know, lazy is not the right word, but just kind of going through the motions there.
No, but you're right, though. There are times.
Nice There's a speed. Feed down low and a shot and a score.
Connor Hausman, two.
The goal was Ezrin. Cannon.
Yeah, it was Cannon on the feed to Ezrin down low.
Yep.
And we were just mentioning, there are times where Ponte Vedra they struggle to get to good shooting spots, and they just take the easy, lazy shot. And,
if you're a big body like Dolan, run with a head of steam, take one more step. There might be a little banging, but I know that kid's a football player, and he can handle it.
It's just a mentality, right, of just getting to that spot that you need to get to make the shot that much easier.
Well, the end result after that rebound is a Hausman to Ezrin goal and a Ponte Vedra 3-0 lead and another faceoff win for the Sharks.
This is going to be a long night for the Creekside defense if Ladd Harper continues his onslaught at the faceoff X.
So Ponte Vedra with the ball. There's J.P. Dolan. Sends it up high over to Ezrin. And there's Greco to Cannon. That was Coach Poe. You could hear him from up here. And Hausman penetrates, and the ball rolled out of his stick as he drew it back to shoot. And
again,
Creekside
nice job,
comes up with it.
A nice job by the Creekside defender by staying with the play. He was beat, but he got the trail check in and dislodged the ball.
So what do you see Ponte Vedra doing here on the ride?
They're just really kind of doing a deep 3-3 ride, it looks like, Ray, and trying to just slow Creekside down.
And trying to force that longer pass, but nice job by Creekside to get it back on offense with 2:40 to go in the first quarter, trailing by 3.
And, Ray, we've watched Ponte Vedra a couple of games, and their attack really ride hard and force a lot of turnovers, and it's kind of become a trademark for this team.
You know, we had Coach Polanski on the radio show this Sunday, and we talked about the close defense of Chiguris, Kemp, and Parlett, and I think it's 6'4", 6'4", 6'5". That's big-time college size, and I know Kemp's headed to Utah, and Parlett's headed to Stony Brook. Not sure about Chigonis, but all three of those guys are D1 quality defenders.
And you have a D1 goalie in the cage, and they really force the offense to play to work for every single shot they get.
And they're smart, and that was just a nice backup, anticipating the shot, going back to get it. It was Riker Kemp on the backup, across to Parlett, two of the guys we just mentioned. So Ponte Vedra back on offense. There's Houston. Houston controls.
It looked like Ponte Vedra was trying to play behind the sub, but really on a 5-on-6 trying to catch, Creekside taking a breath, but Creekside did a great job to recover there.
Minute and a half to go in the quarter. That's Vu back behind. Nice handle shot off the side of the net. Oh, no, it's a goal. I didn't want to jump the gun, and he drew the penalty as well. So Buckley with the goal, Miles Buckley, freshman, Jim. Nice handle on that pass, and then he slid between the crease and the defender, took a shot. We talked about improving his angle, right, and taking that contact, and it paid off.
He did a great job. He actually had to catch that ball with one hand, Ray, and was able to get it under control and get in front of the cage. Scored the goal, got pushed into the crease, so the penalty's waved off, and Ponte Vedra's up 4-0 here.
Boy, he did not have a great angle when he launched himself, and that's why I thought it hit the side of the net, but he snuck it in there. That did not look like a freshman move.
No, that was a veteran move for sure.
1:17 to go in the quarter. Ponte Vedra 4, Creekside 0. This is as sharp as the Ponte Vedra's offense looked since I've seen them this season in probably at least 4 or 5 games. There's Ryan Ward controls. He was the wingman on that faceoff. Another faceoff win for Ponte Vedra. Back over to Ed Houston. Joined by Ezrin. Here's Powers down the right alley. Runs into the defense. That was good defense by Grady Insel. Back across to Schultz. Schultz has a little bit of room, but heavy pressure coming in. Nice work by Logan Brown. Panavija just probing the perimeter right now. Houston's going to have a run. He gets to the front, shot just off the goalie's hip outside of the goal area, and it's backed up by Panavija. 10 seconds in the first quarter. Penetration, feed to the crease. Deflection goes wide. And nice ground ball back there by Gabe Loper to run out the quarter. And we are at the end of one quarter of play. Our score is Panavija 4, Creek 0. It's the Lax 904 High School Game of the Week, brought to you by Bar Down Lacrosse. Founded in 2014, Cantina Louie was built on the principle of serving products of the highest quality with an ambiance that is perfect fit for any occasion. Our wide selection of creative offerings is sure to appease everyone's appetite, from a la carte tacos to specialty cocktails to authentic Mexican street food and more. Cantina Louie is guaranteed to satisfy your Mexican cravings. Locations throughout North Florida. With more than two decades of experience in the Florida lacrosse landscape, Blue Claws offers a local club lacrosse experience anchored in the learning fundamentals of the sport from the best coaches locally and beyond. We focus on skills, drills, technique, and hard work. We attend tournaments in Florida in both the fall and summer. We are currently accepting registrations for all seasons. Visit jacksblueclawslax.com.
You're listening to the Lax 904 Game of the Week on 1010XL.
Beautiful night for lacrosse. Couldn't ask for a better setting here at the Shark Tank at Panavija High School. District playoffs, Creekside and Panavija. Long, storied rivalry. These schools came into existence in the same year. We've witnessed a few good games. We talked about the game back in 2013 over at Creekside that I was calling on the air on 1010XL 11 years ago. It was a 6-5 thriller with Creekside coming out on top, and then, Panavija coming out on top with the Holy Applegate play, and then I was getting ahead of myself. The Manna Wilhelm goal here at Panavija was at probably 3 years ago?
I think it was three or 4 years ago, right?
Was that overtime as well?
It was an overtime goal as well, and Creekside ended up picking up 3 ground balls and scoring in overtime to win that game.
So Panavija has had the best of Creekside over the years. You never know what's going to happen in these games, and Panavija's, I talked about before the game, the face-offs, and the Creekside had to find a way to slow this game down and own the possession, but when you have Ladd Harper just, I think he's perfect so far.
Yes, he's 6-for-6 in faceoffs right now, right?
Panavija has outshot Creekside 11-3. It's a good number of shots in a quarter.
It is, and Creekside's doing everything they can to kind of keep their offense in this game because 4 goals with all the possession times is not a lot.
There's a shot and a score. That was J.P. Dolan putting that big body in a great spot. That time he was weaving through traffic, got dead center in front of the cage, and hammered it home.
Yeah, I think he heard us talking in the first quarter, and J.P. did a great job. He had an inside roll, but what was even more impressive is he got upfield enough about 5 yards so he can get inside, get in front of the cage, and sting the top corner.
And Jim, that's what we want to see more of out of J.P. Dolan, because I don't think they can really stop him. And if they do start going early to him and trying to get bodied, that's going to be other guys open. So I think he's just a sophomore.
He is, and that's the thing, right? You got to realize that he is only a sophomore. But at this point, Panavija needs him to be a leader out there for them to contend for the state championship.
Yeah, throughout the years, Panavija has always had the alpha dogs, and Hausman can be that. Both Cannon and Mason. There's a shot. Save.
Great save by Loper on that.
Yeah, and I see Dolan continuing to develop into that alpha. So Creekside setting up the clear, and that's save number 5 for Loper. So he's starting to stack up the saves, gaining his confidence. Nice clear for Creekside as Anderson carries it across. Underneath, that's Lee. Ball is loose. Pelote made the save, and now it's a contested ground ball. Oh, nice job by the long pole behind the cage coming up with the ground ball.
That's our favorite pole-on-pole battle there, and I'm not sure the number there, right, but he did a great job.
Yeah, that was Ethan Anderson. And those pole-on-pole ground balls usually don't happen behind the offensive cage, but that's where it was after that Pelote save. It's a nice job by Ethan Anderson, the Creekside junior. Good pressure from the front. Inside roll. Low angle shot, and Pelote makes another save.
And you just see how aggressive the Ponte Vedra defense is, realizing they got Pelote in the cage. And you know, and he bails them out so many times that they're able to be that aggressive.
Yeah, Declan Riley's back there, and he's a big body on defense, number 55 in white. So they are some big boys at that close defense. And that's an errant pass that's going to make its way across the midfield line, so it's going to be an over and back call. Ponte Vedra looking for the quick restart, and they get it. They've got numbers here. Creekside rushing in. They still had numbers, but now recovery on the backside. There's a catch, shot, save by Loper. Ponte Vedra comes back up, another offensive ground ball, and that's a good timeout by Coach Polanski.
Yeah, I would have liked to see the ball move forward on that transition because there was a pole streaking down the middle of the field, and you know how much we like to see poles get an open shot like that and get rewarded for their hustle.
We'll stay with you through this timeout. So, Jim, just to talk about that, was it a fast break? Did they have numbers?
Yeah, they had a 5-on-3.
And that, you want to see it bang down to the attack, right?
Absolutely.
And get the defense spinning a little bit?
As quick as possible, right? Because then it, not only that, but it just makes it really easy for the trailing players to catch the ball because they're running towards the cage. The feed's coming from the same sort of angle instead of across the field. And
so that one more pass down low, then you have the attackman facing the flow of play.
And but he just dragged his defender, and he just squeezed, so one player was able to cover two, and it kind of stopped the transition.
But for Ponte Vedra, working hard on the offensive ground ball, second chance offense, as we like to call it. So if you're Creekside right now, your goalie's making saves, but you have to find a way to get the ball to the other end of the field because this is a lot of defense.
Yeah, you have to kind of test it early, right, in the transition, but then pull it out and slow it down. And you can't score five goals at one time. So you got to just get the first one, break the ice, and then build the confidence from there.
So far this year, Creekside's gone five quarters against Ponte Vedra without a goal. There's the restart for the Sharks. J.P. Dolan, 10 yards ahead of the cage on the goalie's right wing. Back up top to Powers, over to Hausman.
It looks like Creekside's still staying in their man-to-man, but they've actually decided to double-pole the midfield at this point.
And there's a nice downhill run by Powers. Shot and a score.
That is about as nonchalant of a shot.
So when you say that, a lot of power, just placement? Or?
Yeah, it really was placement, but it was, you know, he got his hands free, but he almost looked like he was going to feed the ball diagonally across the crease. I think he caught Loper, you know, by surprise there and just snuck one in and the top corner off stick side.
Well, I saw Dolan kind of doing a little bit of a half back door sneak, and I think the goalie might have had him in the corner of his eye as well. And nice job just taking that shot and finishing. And here's a opportunity right off of another faceoff win. So the Sharks have the ball with just under 9 minutes to go. So potent offense for the Sharks so far.
Just play and make it, take it.
And you don't track time of possession, but if they did, it would be severely tilted towards Ponte Vedra. That was a shot by the definition of a shot, but it was probably, I don't know, Jim, what, 10 yards wide?
Yeah, it was, but, you know, you're...
You love those possession shots.
You know what, Ryan Ward, he plays the wing on the face-offs, and why not go ahead and just sling it and see what happens?
Especially when you have Dolan there on the end line to retrieve it and earn the ball back for Ponte Vedra, and here they come pushing from behind, head up, bounces it up high to Ezring. Back across to Powers. Powers gets a little shove from the side. Good pressure defense, and Creekside comes up with it. Try to get the ball to the attack and give your defense a little bit of a rest. And they do work it forward. We've got a whistle on the field.
Offsides.
And so much for that time of possession opportunity. That's a big mistake right there.
Yeah.
Your defense has earned a couple stops, and you have it on offense, and you just give it back.
Well, especially when you see that the defenseman has the ball in his stick, and he's leading the play. So as a trailing midfielder, you just got to stay on your own side.
There comes Dolan bullying his way up to the goal line. Back up top to Ezring. Cross to Houston. And he lets one rip just a bit outside. Backed up by the Sharks once again. Deliberate possession.
And they have the short stick behind right now.
Early help, and now the pull switches off. Just kind of out of necessity. Buckley back out there. Good pressure. As Greco gets in front. Shot and a save by Loper. Standing tall. And that time he was able to control the rebound with a little help from his defender. And that's a loose ball out of bounds. So
I'm going to blame the lights on that one.
Yeah.
And you see the
Creekside player pointed up there.
And we've seen that happen a few times on this field.
Yeah, but he's right even with that light post at about the probably 15-yard line on the football field. And Pontevedra back operating on offense. 6:31 to go. Good handle by Dolan behind the cage. Early help comes. He's got two men on him. Somebody's open on the backside, working it back through Axe. Kind of he's just a little crowded down by the goal right now. And here comes Dolan, and he fans on the shot, and Creekside comes up with it, but there's that pressure from Pontevedra, once again earning second-chance offense.
So Creekside's doing a good job putting the ball on the ground, but they're unable to clear the ball at this point.
Got Dolan operating out front now a little more than we've seen him. And now here's the invert by Pontevedra, which means the short stick has a short stick covering him behind the goal. So drawing that short stick midi behind the goal, pushing that right goal line extended, head up, around shot, and a score! Great finish. I believe that was Blake Powers.
I'm being silent here because I'm trying to listen to the announcers to the left of us, you know,
those
declare who scored the goal.
But light blue, smallish numbers on the white jerseys.
But he just pushed the pipe on the right-hand side and got a couple yards above the cage and shot around the goalie. Little side-hand bounce shot.
Not a great angle, but he got the stick to the front. Oh, that was Buckley. So back out there for the face-off with 5:30 to go, 7-0. And once again, Ladd Harper takes care of it himself, just kind of pops it right up, controls it himself, hits the wingman, and Pontevedra will skip it down low, trying to get some early offense here as they're... Now they've just caught Creekside with a couple of their face-off people stuck on defense. Pontevedra was able to sub, and there's a penetration, a shot, and a score by Ryan Ward.
There you go. Ryan Ward made up for that earlier shot that was not close to the cage. And like you said, Creekside got caught with a couple of their face-off guys on the, you know, on playing defense, and Ward was able to take advantage of that, get to the middle of the field with a nice high bounce shot right underneath the crossbar.
He got to the middle of the field, and he had to stick to the middle of the field too, the lefty. Perfect bounce shot. Bounced it right at about the crease level, and goalie started going down. The ball came up, and 9-0 face-off advantage for Pontevedra. Out shooting Creekside 18-5. Loper with 7 saves so far, and this is a forward win for Harper. There's that quick pass. There's a shot off the side of the net. I wait a little longer than I used to call those goals or not goals. Well, you just can't tell from this angle.
Well, Loper did such a good job hugging the pipe that I think he moved the whole entire cage. That ball was not going in.
Yeah, he just straightened it out, came off the line. But, you know, we saw earlier where Harper went in and took the shot, and that time the defense did come quicker, and he did a nice job recognizing, passed it to the point man, the shot, and there's another one that goes wide. Powers off the mark. Pontevedra up to 20 shots in the half with 4:20 to go. So playoff lacrosse, we saw Nice defeat Fletcher earlier in a one-goal game here. Tomorrow, Bulls in Episcopal play. Here's a shot and a score. Is it Hausman? So Cannon Hausman's got the hat trick, the Hausman hat trick by himself today.
Yeah, he just did a bull dodge, pushed the Creekside defender off of him with his shoulder, and then got to the middle of the field, and nice bounce shot again. And he, you know, on that one, he just said, "I'm bigger and stronger than you, and I'm just going to move you off the ball." So Ray, we've been in games like this before where you just haven't been able to win a face-off, and you know, being on the wrong side of that, it's so hard to play. It's so demoralizing. And so Ladd Harper now is, what, 10 for 10 on the face-offs?
That time they throw it away, and yep. Creekside's got to find a way to get the ball to the other end and own the possession. Heavy pressure from Pontevedra, and they put it on the ground. Loper's got to make himself an outlet pass, though. And it's a turnover. Unsettled situation. Dangerous. Creekside still fumbling it. They're not getting those first-time ground balls. That's going to be a loose ball push against Pontevedra, so Creekside ball. Creekside's getting opportunities on the first ground ball, and they're booting it. And Pontevedra's making them pay, but that was a loose ball push. So it's not a time-serving penalty. It's just a change of possession. And this time, Creekside with the punt return clear, going end-to-end, and Pontevedra just continues to pressure all the way up to the end line. So another rare offensive possession for Creekside. Ashton Packer rolls back to his right hand. He's got a little room. One more pass, and they can't handle it, and there's Pontevedra racing to the ground ball. All the contested ground balls are coming up white. There's Dolan down low. Shot, score.
Textbook fast break, Ray.
Number 20, Matthias Schultz with the finish on the pass from Dolan. And, Jim, that's a lot like your game. When you're around the goal, you have to show patience and poise. And he did a nice job of getting his stick towards the middle. It wasn't a complete twister Canadian, but he did get his stick straight up and down to improve his angle.
Yeah, he did. And he came upfield a little bit, just enough to be able to get in front of the cage and get the ball past the goalie.
So the pressure and the ground ball at one end of the field results in the 10th goal for Pontevedra here in the first half.
And I was not expecting Pontevedra to win the ground ball game like they have so far tonight.
Here's a chance. It looks like it went off a Pontevedra foot. It did. Boy, that Eric Applegate kid over there, the referee, he was on top of that one. And we have a timeout, so we're going to go ahead and take a break with 2:42 to go in the first half. Our score is Pontevedra 10, Creekside 0. It's the LAX 904 High School Game of the Week, brought to you by Bar Down Lacrosse. M-Shack Burgers, Shakes, and More is the newest sponsor of our LAX 904 broadcast. Fusing together the feel of an old-fashioned burger joint with the exceptional quality found in other Madura Brothers culinary concepts, M-Shack has been offering Jacksonville families elevated, fast casual dining options at an affordable price for over 10 years. Today, M-Shack locations in the St. John's Town Center and the Nocatee Town Center offer guests a menu that includes all-natural, hormone-free beef burgers, all-beef hot dogs, and mouth-watering milkshakes. Friends and families of La Crosse in North Florida will love the gourmet shakes like the glorious Oreo cheesecake, mouth-watering cookies and cream, mind-blowing pecan pie shakes, and more. In addition to the amazing M-Shack burger, be sure to try a sunrise burger, veggie burger, or the amazing gluten-free CrossFit burger. lacrosse fans, visit mshackburgers.com to see the entire menu or visit an mshack in person today.
After a quick pass, we're back. The Lax 904 Game of the Week on 1010XL.
Back to the action here. Creekside ball trailing by 10 with 2:37 to go. It's been a dominant performance by the Sharks, both on the scoreboard, time of possession, ground balls. Loper's made a bunch of saves for Creekside. And heavy pressure from the Shark defense and nowhere to go for the Knights. Now they work it back up top. That's Grady Insel, joined by Hunter Smith. And there's a shot and a score.
Nice shot.
Goal by Jaden McGill. And he got Jack Pelote down to go down on his knees, and the ball kind of skipped right past him.
Yeah, those high bounce shots are hard to handle, Ray, as you know. And, there's not a goalie around that's going to make that save. It was a great shot.
Well, Jack Pelote is giving the international sign for, my bad, I should have had it.
I'm going to sit there and say no.
Tapped it on his chest. He just expects to save everyone, but it was a great shot by McGill.
Yeah, we always say good shots beat good goalies, and that was a really good shot.
So, Creekside, it took them almost six quarters to get their first goal against Ponte Vedra this year. It's 10-1.
I will say the one thing, Creekside has had six shots and five of them have been on cage.
Oh, yeah, Pelote's had to make a couple of beauties. Mm-hmm. And here comes Creekside with the ball. Oh, nope. Oh, the referee pointed one way and now it's
but it was clearly the Creekside player stepped over the line.
Hold against Creekside on the loose ball. I think he just pointed the wrong way again.
I think, yeah.
He's getting it. The other referee came over. And not losing my mind completely. Creekside with the ball. Long looping buddy pass, and it's reeled in. Nice catch by Anderson.
Yeah, great job by Anderson, but you like to see him come to the ball, not just stand flat-footed on those cross-field passes like that.
We'll stay with you through this timeout. A lot of hang time on that ball.
There is.
You've got some air under it.
And you know you have people bearing down on you when that ball's in the air.
So it's 10-1, but Creekside's shown a little sign of life when they have had the ball on the offensive end.
Yeah, they just haven't had enough possessions and enough possession time. And like I mentioned earlier, they've been, the few times that they've had it on offense, they've been able to get quality shots off. And then the problem is you got this person by the name of Jack Pelote standing in there, and he doesn't let anything easy go in.
So, Jim, you know this, and Casey knows this, but every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., the number one rated lacrosse show in all of North Florida, this week in North Florida lacrosse. Are you going to be there this Sunday?
I think so.
You think so? It depends if you have golf timing.
Casey's
out, so we're going to have to break in a rookie.
And,
I will be there. How's that for the listening audience? I, Ray Carnicelli, the voice of lacrosse in North Florida, will be there. We'll see if I can recruit somebody else to come in with me. Big game for Jacksonville University on Saturday out at Air Force, trying to keep pace for a bye in the A-Sun.
We have to figure out where we're going to watch that one.
Oh, yeah. And we're back to the action here.
Looks like Ponte Vedra went into his zone, right?
So trying to change things up on Creekside after Creekside came out of that timeout. And those long athletic defenders, 6'4", 6'4", and 6'5", intercepted and batted down that pass. And now, long pass right on the money from Jack Pelote to Lucas Chiguris. And Chiguris having some trouble keeping it in his stick, and it's back to Creekside. Now we have a flag down. Offsides. So it's going to be offsides against Creekside.
You got to be a little bit more nonchalant as an attackman going back to the middle of the field. You can't just go running back as fast as you can. Right?
Frantically,
right
tie your shoe and kind of ease your way over.
And right in front of the referee, too. You're going to get caught every time.
So Ponte Vedra will have an extra man opportunity. There's 1:12 remaining in the half. I'll go to my rules expert on how much time of will this penalty be.
It'll be a 30-second penalty, right?
I knew that. There I was just go. Testing you. So Pontevedra has a man up.
I don't think the Creekside parents are happy about that call, but it was definitely the right call.
So just working it around. There's, once again, Dolan started up top, and they're going to try to hit him on the backdoor sneak, and now they fake it, redirect it the other way. Looking for that skip pass. Dolan behind. Got a defender hung up behind, so they've got numbers out front. There's the skip pass we were looking for. Shot off the post, backed up by Dolan.
Yeah, so the Pontevedra started in that 3-3 and then went into a 1-3-2 again. Grew up in Long Island, so the one is behind and the two is up top. And had a nice little skip pass in there, almost to a goal.
And the penalty releases, so Creekside and Pontevedra back at even strength with 32 seconds remaining in the first half. 10-1 is their score. Pontevedra on top. There's Dolan. There's a shot. Wormbarner goes wide. Backed up by the Sharks, Camden Ezring is going to bring it in. That term worm burner isn't used enough. When we were younger, everyone used that term. When the low, sizzling shot right off the grass is the worm burner for future reference. 7 seconds to go. Pontevedra, it's with Hausman. And there's a feed to the front, and it's deflected. Almost went in off the deflection, but we are at the end of the first half of play from Pontevedra. Our halftime score, Pontevedra 10, Creekside 1. We're going to go ahead and take a break for halftime. It's the LAX 904 High School Game of the Week, brought to you by Bar Down Lacrosse. With more than two decades of experience in the Florida lacrosse landscape, Blue Claws offers a local club lacrosse experience anchored in the learning fundamentals of the sport from the best coaches locally and beyond. We focus on skills, drills, technique, and hard work. We attend tournaments in Florida in both the fall and summer. We are currently accepting registrations for all seasons. Visit jacksblueclawslax.com. LAX 904 is thrilled to welcome Bar Down Lacrosse as the title sponsor of all of our broadcasts. We are players, parents, and fans of the game, inspired by the friends we've met along the way. You've got the moves, we've got the goods. Bar Down Lacrosse is family-owned and operated in Jacksonville, Florida. Our goal is to deliver quality products, develop relationships with our customers, and treat every sale with integrity. Locations also in Bonita Springs and Pensacola. Visit bardownlacrosse.com. Fusing together the feel of an old-fashioned burger joint with the exceptional quality found in other Madura Brothers culinary concepts, M Shack has been offering Jacksonville families elevated, fast casual dining options at an affordable price for over 10 years. Today, M Shack locations in the St. John's Town Center and the Nocatee Town Center offer guests a menu that includes all-natural, hormone-free beef burgers, all-beef hot dogs, signature cocktails, and mouth-watering milkshakes.
Mueller Air Conditioning presents
Are You Cool?
Today's challenger, a corporate management manager from Jacksonville, Florida. Meet Les Blankston.
Yeah, hi, Bob.
That is a remarkably beige suit there, Les. Tell us, why are you on the show?
Well, I just replaced my old air conditioner with a new one from Mueller, and I'm just so comfortable these days. I wondered, am I cool now?
Let's find out, Les. Go ahead and spin the wheel.
That's right, Les. By upgrading your old AC to a more energy-efficient model from Bueller Air Conditioning, you'll save money, save energy, and proudly show your family that
you are cool.
Ooh, do you think I should get a mohawk?
Pace yourself, Les.
Stay cooler with Bueller.
Visit BuellerAir.com.
Visionaries, builders, and doers, are you ready to change the world? Miller Electric is your opportunity to shape the future. Miller Electric is leading the charge in electric vehicle technology with our state-of-the-art EV Innovation Design Center. We're working to create a sustainable future. We're also the proud partners of the Jacksonville Jaguars, powering their performance at the brand new Miller Electric Center. Miller Electric, we provide competitive pay, unbeatable benefits. Apply today. MillerCareers.com, Miller Electric, an equal opportunity employer.
With more than two decades of experience in the Florida lacrosse landscape, Blue Claws offers a local club lacrosse experience anchored in the learning fundamentals of the sport from the best coaches locally and beyond. We focus on skills, drills, technique, and hard work. We attend tournaments in Florida in both the fall and summer. We are currently accepting registrations for all seasons. Visit jacksblueclawslax.com.
Nimnik Chevrolet is Northeast Florida's Silverado truck headquarters. Frank Frangie here. With new shipments arriving daily, Nimnik Chevrolet has the best selection of Silverado trucks on the ground in town. Nimnik Chevrolet is conveniently located on the corner of Park and Cassett Avenue or online at nimnikchevy.com. Nimnik Chevrolet is family-owned and operated. No one cares more about their customers before and after the sale. That's Nimnik, your friends in the car business since 1941. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive.
Coach Todd Golden here. We all know Gator fans are a rare breed. The way you show up on game day is the way you show up in life, all out. So when it comes to pet fanatics like you, there's only one place who goes all out for your pet the way you do, and that's Pet Paradise and New Day Veterinary Care. It's a one-stop shop for all your pet care needs. Boarding, grooming, day camp, and veterinary services all in one place. Whatever your pet needs, they'll make them feel completely at home. Pet Paradise and New Day Veterinary Care. Finally, complete pet health care is here for Gator Nation.
Hey sports fans, it's Ace Carlion for Kingfish Pest Control. Are mosquitoes turning your outdoor fun into a full contact sport? Time to call in Kingfish Pest Control. I can tell you from my own experience, they are the MVPs of mosquito elimination. See for yourself. Call Kingfish Pest Control today and get an unbeatable 50% off your first treatment. That's right. Sign up for a full season of lockdown coverage and get 50% off your first treatment. Don't let mosquitoes steal your home field advantage. Reclaim your yard with Kingfish Pest Control.
Now more of the fastest game on 2 feet, the Lax 904 Game of the Week on 1010XL.
Back at Ponte Vedra High School, it's halftime. Our score is Ponte Vedra 10, Creekside 1. Jim, the shots, 23 for Ponte Vedra, 6 for Creekside.
It's been just a domination from the first whistle to the last, and starting off with Ladd Hopper, leading to the shots from Ponte Vedra being outnumbered. You know, it's 15, 16 shots in a and a half that you've had more than the other team, so obviously the scores are going to reflect that.
It's not just the face-offs, even though the scoreboard's showing 11-1. I don't remember the Creekside one just because Ladd's been so dominant. But it's the ground balls, especially the offensive ground balls.
And Ponte Vedra's made Creekside work for everything. Like you said, not only just the ground balls and the riding ability of Ponte Vedra right now, and the defense from Ponte Vedra is also decided they're going to press out a little bit on these offensive players, realizing they have Jack Pillow in the cage, and really put pressure on Creekside all over the field tonight.
So what can you do in terms of trying to take away that advantage of Ladd Hopper? At some point, is Creekside going to go with a pole and just try to muck it up and get the wings in the play, or what?
Well, the last face-off, they actually did put a pole out there, and it led to a fast break. You might want to have two poles, or maybe even go three. You know, we've had to do that in the past on some of our teams, and you just try to mix it up as much as you possibly
can.
You
can't give up those fast breaks, though.
You cannot give up the fast breaks, and just try to play 6-on-6. And, you know, Creekside, right before the half, had a nice man-down, stop. And held, Ponte Vedra scoreless that last minute. So they got something to build on. They just have to try to figure out how to get the ball on offense.
Well, we're going to go ahead and take another break. We're at halftime. It's district boys lacrosse from Ponte Vedra High School. Jim Applegate and Ray Carnicelli on the Lax 904 High School the Game of the Week, brought to you by Bar Down Lacrosse. Lax 904 is thrilled to welcome Bar Down Lacrosse as the title sponsor of all of our broadcasts. We are players, parents, and fans of the game, inspired by the friends we've met along the way. You've got the moves, we've got the goods. Bar Down Lacrosse is family-owned and operated in Jacksonville, Florida. Our goal is to deliver quality products, develop relationships with our customers, and treat every sale with integrity. Locations also in Bonita Springs and Pensacola. Visit bardownlacrosse.com.
Divorce, menonly.com. This is Kenny Lay of Kenny Lay & Associates. Our firm specializes in representing men in family law. That's all we do. That's our only focus. We can help with all of your family law needs, such as divorce, custody, alimony, and child support. For over a decade, we have helped thousands of men with these types of issues. We even have an appellate division ready to challenge a judge's ruling. If you need a family law attorney, go to divorcemenonly.com. Divorcemenonly.com. Offices, Jacksonville.
Founded in 2014, Cantina Louie was built on the principle of serving products of the highest quality with an ambiance that is perfect fit for any occasion. Our wide selection of creative offerings is sure to appease everyone's appetite, from a la carte tacos to specialty cocktails to authentic Mexican street food and more. Cantina Louie is guaranteed to satisfy your Mexican cravings. Locations throughout North Florida.
Instant Key.
Instant Keys saves the day if you have lost or broken keys. They can program new keys and remotes for nearly every make and model of vehicle at a fraction of the dealership cost. Fast, honest, and reliable locksmith service. Call 722-1111.
Instant Keys. You don't have to go to the dealer. Instant Keys comes to you.
Buckle up your chin strap. It's the Lax 904 Game of the Week on 1010XL.
We are back at Ponte Vedra High School. I am Ray Carnicelli. Follow me on X at Lax904, joined by Jim Applegate. Our score is Ponte Vedra 10, Creekside 1. It's high school boys playoff lacrosse. Earlier, Nice defeated Fletcher by a score of 9-8. Right now in the fourth quarter, Jim, St. Augustine 10, Fleming Island 6. Ooh. How about this one? Lake Mary Hagerty, final score 22-0. And if you follow lacrosse, and Class 2A in Florida are the bigger schools, and we are in the North Region, and so is Lake Mary. So for the past few years, whoever comes out of this district ends up having to go through Lake Mary to get to the state Final Four. So Ponte Vedra and Creekside have both had to go that route. But right now, Ponte Vedra firmly in control of this game.
Yeah, it's always been a battle to go down to Orlando and play Lake Mary down there on their home turf.
So, Jim, do you fully understand the playoffs and how teams make it through to the next round?
So Coach Polanski was telling me the four district winners each make the next round, plus the top four rated teams in the area.
So the, on the power rating scales
from Max Powers.
From Max Powers.
So it's something new that so in the past, if you didn't win your district, it was
you were done.
Yeah, you were done, and you were done with the season. So chances are, because of, you know, the Northeast Florida has been so strong, you know, we might see, you know, Nice in, Creekside in, and Fletcher in.
So tomorrow we'll look at those power rankings and see how it shakes out. But as of right now, Ponte Vedra is a half away from punching their ticket to face Nice in the district final. I believe that game's Wednesday. There's a looping clear, so a first possession stop.
A nice adjustment by Creekside to get the a nice easy clear, nice looping pass over to the defenseman, and now they have the ball on offense.
Yeah, Logan Brown reeled that clear in and dished it off safely to one of his midfield teammates, and here comes Creekside. Jaden McGill, he has the goal, number 8 in black, over to Hunter Smith. So it looks like Creekside just wants to catch their breath on and have a little offensive possession right now. They're wide open in a circle offense, nobody on the crease.
And Ponte Vedra just sitting back in a zone too, knowing that they have the lead and they have this defense with that length ready to try to, you know, challenge Creekside to get a skip pass through to somebody that's going to be open.
Looks like there's 4 6-footers out there. When I was up by the concession stand, some of the Creekside players were in there, and I heard one of the kids for Creekside said, I'm 6'3", and the guy's still a head length taller than me. There's a shot and bounces wide.
You know, it's one thing, you know, when you look the part, right? It's the other thing when you actually look the part and comply.
Oh, and those guys all do. Chagonis and Kemp and Parlett. There's a feed to the crease. He's open. Couldn't handle it, though. Telegraphed that pass a little bit. I think they were just surprised to see somebody so wide open in front of the cage. And, oh, what a ground ball with the one hand on the sideline. Has a man down low and throws it away. Jim, how did he get that ground ball?
I have no idea. He did a one-hand little scoop. And
full speed.
Yeah, and you just would have liked to see him have a little bit more composure there and not throw the ball away.
There's a little how-you-doing check across the midfield line, and Pontevedra clears it. Ryan Smith finds J.P. Dolan behind the goal.
See if Pontevedra tries to do something different here in the second half or just more of the same.
They look, both teams look content on just being a little more deliberate. This time it's going to be Power. He sweeps across, head up, looking to draw a second defender. Now he's going to penetrate with the left-hand shot, and it's a save by Loper. Ground ball is picked up by Dylan Heisey, and the outlet pass sails out of bounds, so another turnover for Creekside, and they get to play more defense.
And Loper did a great job getting down low and stopping that shot.
I thought that was going to be a goal from that spot, so nice job by Loper. He's up to 8 saves, 10 goals against. Right-handed dodge by Powers.
Interference on Pontevedra is going to go Creekside ball.
So moving screen, interference, Creekside ball, deep in their own end, and here comes that Pontevedra pressure ride. Similar to forechecking in hockey, trying to keep the opponent from moving upfield, and Creekside does clear it, and now Pontevedra is going to settle into their defense, and Creekside is going to try to balance up their offense. Back to the zone for PV?
Yes, they ran back into the zone, and you know, until they give up a goal here, I would expect them to, you know, with this lead, I would expect them to stay in it.
Clock is on their side. There's a shot from way out, and he scores! The zone buster, it looks like that's a goalie change. I don't think that's Jack P in goal. Hunter Smith with the goal.
Hunter Smith did a great job using the Pontevedra defenseman as a screen there, Ray, and you know, really nice shot. And like you mentioned, there was definitely a goalie change there for Pontevedra.
Trying to get the number, it's just really difficult to see from the spot with those powder blue numbers on the white jerseys. I was watching the goalie right before that, and it was like going through my mind, that doesn't look like Jack P. And he just kind of crept over to the near post. And not expecting that shot. I don't think anyone expected it. Now, the other way, it's a shot and a score. So Pontevedra answers about 5 seconds later. I believe that was, yeah, Redley Bags. So taking some duty at the faceoff and takes it straight up and scores.
And Redley Bags did a great job. He ran down the middle of the field, and Creekside decided not to slide on him, and he made him pay.
And it was a really good shot.
Looks like Creekside's adjustment right now is to put a pole out there and see if they can't stop Bags.
Yeah, we talked about it at halftime, and you got to find a way to not just, you can't let the fast breaks happen, but you also have to try to get your wings enough time to get in there and contest the ground ball. They threw the check, but the wing comes in and gets the ground ball, and that's Bags. Excuse me, can you see that number, Jim?
I cannot.
I think it's Magnano. 15 and 16 look exactly the same on the uniforms. I believe that was Ryan Smith, number 19. Back up top to Schultz. Houseman's got a hat trick on the day. He controls the ball.
We're going to have to sign up for the uniform committee next year and get some uniforms that have numbers that we can actually see from up in the press box.
Or we just make up names and numbers and only the grandmas will know the difference listening from afar. Good ball movement from Pontevedra. And that is Houseman, Cannon Houseman, right over the top of Loper's head.
And Cannon is exactly right, because that was a cannon. He actually just caught the ball. And what I really liked about that is it was in his stick maybe a quarter of a second, right? He caught the ball loaded, and that ball was out of his stick, low to high, and Loper had no chance of saving that.
And so much of the power, whether it's a golf swing or a baseball swing, it's from your lower body pushing off of earth. And you could just see the way he stepped into that one and got his hips turned. And powerful shot from Cannon Houseman, his fourth of the day, and it's 12-2. So, Jim, at what point is it running time?
When there is a 12-goal lead, Ray.
Okay, so it's a 10-goal lead right now. Third quarter, 7:20 left.
That's a 12-goal lead in the second half.
There's Bags. Houseman rang it off the post all the way back up towards midfield. Pontevedra's there to clean it up, is Bags. Working up to Hart.
Looks like Pontevedra's picking up the pace a little bit here. They started off a little bit slow in this third quarter, but now they're starting to be, they're as aggressive as they were in the first half.
Blake Powers. Pontevedra subbed out the faceoff unit and a little hidden ball weave. It looks like they're trying to set something up high, Jim. Houseman. They get extra points for how many times they pass it within 5 yards of each other because they just threw about 8 passes. There's Houseman. Just trying to lull that defense to sleep. Feed down low. Turn, shot just off the mark. Nice handle by Jeremy Hart. It looked like he even looked in his stick to see if the ball was still in there.
Yeah, he did, because he was getting harassed by the Creekside defense and was able to get that shot off.
Dolan brings it in. Back to Houseman. Back to Schultz. There's that left-handed sweep. Draws two. Sidearm shot and a score. Five hole, Blake Powers. So, Jim, just describe how that play happened.
So, Blake Powers caught the ball on the right side of the cage, up at the restraining line, just ran to his left and just essentially dropped the stick and went low to low. I think that ball might have been 4 inches off the ground from about 15 yards out, Ray, and never bounced, never skipped, and went between, Loper's legs.
Being able to sweep across the middle of the field, across the front of the goal, and still get the accuracy and the power is just a credit to Blake Powers trying to get that on target on the run.
And the fact that that never hit the ground and it was a laser into the cage.
So Pontevedra with an 11-goal lead and another faceoff win, trying to time that trail check. And Pontevedra does a nice job working the ball behind. There's Dolan. Harper wanted to stay on for some offense, but Dolan looked him off. Looks like Pontevedra's starting to rotate some additional middies in. There's Camden Esring, joined by Houston. There's a shot just off the mark. Baylor Vu with the shot. 5:15 to go in the third. We've watched PV a couple times, and it's always been, will they get to 10 goals? Because before, prior seasons, it was automatic. They were going to get to 10 goals, and there was a few games this year where, surprisingly, they did not, but already at 13.
It looks like they called a play and trying to get the clock to run here. And, Ray, like you mentioned, Pontevedra struggled earlier in the year scoring goals, but they really haven't seen them play at this pace and with this amount of just aggression. And I think that's led to the number of – not only the number of shots, but the better shot locations and the more goals.
And I think they've got the confidence in goal and at the faceoff spot that they can freewheel it a little more because you're going to get the ball back. And that's a pass that goes out of bounds. So Creekside with the stop, trying to get the quick restart, and just a little too over-anxious, but we have a flag down.
Didn't give him his 5 yards on the quick restart, so he's going to be get a 30-second penalty on here.
So is that considered delay a game?
Yes.
So the ball went out of bounds off of Pontevedra. Creekside picked it up. They wanted the quick whistle. They got it, but the Pontevedra player contested it within 5 yards, and there's the flag.
So you have to get 5 yards of separation as a defender before you can actually go ahead and attack the player with the ball.
So a good opportunity for Creekside. Is this the first one?
I believe it is the first man-up play for Creekside.
So 30-8, Ponte Vedra's advantage. 16 face-offs to 1, Ponte Vedra advantage. And obviously the scoreboard, 13-2. Creekside struggling to even work the ball around here on man up.
They're just going with a 3-3 right now.
There's a shot from distance. We got the goalie last time from that spot. Let's test him again, but that was off the mark.
Yeah, Hunter Smith has a nice shot from out there.
There's a shot wide, backed up by Creekside. Looks like the penalty is released. So both teams at even strength. They want 8 with the ball. You could hear it from here. That's Jaden McGill. He's got a goal today. There's a shot from way out, and it's Ponte Vedra's save. So Jackson Hume makes the save. Outlet pass, and it is a 4-on-3 for Ponte Vedra. One across to the point man. Down low to Dolan, and the extra pass. Dolan, you got to shoot it.
He's trying to do a little tic-tac-toe there. You're right, though. He had the layup, and you know, sometimes that was just being a little bit too unselfish.
I don't think his teammate across the crease was expecting that and got a little handcuffed on it. So Creekside with the stop.
Yeah, sometimes when you know your teammate's got a layup, you start running towards the back of the end line, right, just in case the guy misses. And this way, you don't invite that pass.
That's a good point. He got a little close to the goal. And slow break for Creekside. They don't have numbers. Good hustle by Ponte Vedra. Back out to McGill. One more to Smith. Back to McGill. 3:02 to go in quarter number 3, 13-2. Ponte Vedra on top of Creekside. So Creekside's not playing with any sense of desperation at this point.
I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that you know that you can still make the playoffs even if you get knocked out of the districts.
And that's an empty shot. Ball flew out of his stick before he fanned on it. So Ponte Vedra with the ball. Jackson Hume, the goalkeeper, carries it upfield. Finds a teammate underneath. Headmans it up to Griffin Owen. And Ponte Vedra back on offense. Two minutes in the quarter.
But they have 7 guys on offense.
There you go. That's not legal. So Ponte Vedra called for offsides. It'll be a change of possession.
Try to get a running start, but on a dead ball like that, the ref's going to want you to stop your feet for a second.
So there's the restart. Creekside working it backwards. Dylan Heisey. Across the midfield line. Creekside with the ball. Back on offense. Hunter Smith. Back to McGill. Attackman was just trying to penetrate Braxton Lee and just ran into a couple of big bodies, and now the sticks are flying, and we've got a flag down. Broke his stick.
I think he's going to be called for a slash there.
Obviously got stick on it because the metal stick is snapped in two. This gives you a good sense of what that'll do to your forearm if it's going to break a metal shaft when you got Parlett and Trigonis and Kemp chopping wood.
Right, back in the day, the aluminum would bend around your arm. Not anymore.
1:33 to go in quarter number 3. Extra man opportunity for Creekside. Smith to McGill. Tester from way outside, and I think the goalie got it. He did. Jackson Hume recognized that Creekside was taking that long-distance shot with no backup.
I just would like to see Creekside show a little bit more patience. I mean, they took a shot, I think, within 5 seconds of the penalty.
Yeah, I think they just realized that the new young goalie's in there, and they snuck one by him earlier, and I think that was a bad decision. You're right. You've got a man advantage. Try to get the goalie moving a little bit.
Yeah, and the shot was probably about 14 yards out.
12 meters on the girls' lacrosse lines. Less than a minute to go in the quarter. Ponte Vedra ball. Carries down the right alley. 38 seconds to go. Holding for a last shot, or now they're going to push it. Feet up top. Bounces through. Schultz controls it. One more pass. There's Dolan. Backs in. Well defended. Skips it back around, and Ponte Vedra can't handle that pass. 20 seconds to go in the quarter. Dolan working it behind. Coming around, bounces it back up top, and once again, Ponte Vedra can't make that next pass. And with 4 seconds to go, Creekside's across the midfield line. He's got to get it off. There's the shot, and it went in, but I think it was late. It was late. He took a little too long to release it. It was probably about 30 yards out and bounced into the upper corner, but I was watching it, and Jim, in my mind, I was thinking, get rid of it, get rid of it. Right. And he just waited a half a second too long. So we're at the end of three quarters of play. Our score from Ponte Vedra, the Ponte Vedra Sharks 13, the Creekside Knights 2. It's the Lax 904 High School Game of the Week on 1010XL. Lax 904 is thrilled to welcome Bar Down Lacrosse as the title sponsor of all of our broadcasts. We are players, parents, and fans of the game, inspired by the friends we've met along the way. You've got the moves, we've got the goods. Bar Down Lacrosse is family-owned and operated in Jacksonville, Florida. Our goal is to deliver quality products, develop relationships with our customers, and treat every sale with integrity. Locations also in Bonita Springs and Pensacola. Visit bardownlacrosse.com.
WJXL AM Jacksonville Beach.
With more than two decades of experience in the Florida lacrosse landscape, Blue Claws offers a local club lacrosse experience anchored in the learning fundamentals of the sport from the best coaches locally and beyond. We focus on skills, drills, technique, and hard work. We attend tournaments in Florida in both the fall and summer. We are currently accepting registrations for all seasons. Visit jacksblueclawslax.com.
Keep your head on a swivel. It's the Lax 904 Game of the Week on 1010XL.
Ray Carnicelli and Jim Applegate here at Ponte Vedra High School for the Lax 904 High School Game of the Week, brought to you by Bar Down Lacrosse, Cantina Louie, the M-Shack, Derek Prince of Remax Specialist, the Jacks Blue Claws Lacrosse Club. Here for the face-off to start quarter number four. And Creekside came up with it, but we have a whistle. It's going to be a hold. Okay, it's going to stay Creekside ball, so a face-off win. So Creekside with the ball. Matt Roush over to McGill. Hunter Smith controls it now. I only see four seniors on this Creekside roster, so it is a young team. Gabe Loper, the goalie, is one of them, along with Jaden McGill, Dylan Heisey, and Logan Brown. So four key players are the seniors. And Creekside controlling it. McGill back across to Roush. Well defended by Ryan Ward, pressuring all the way out at the restraining line. Back to McGill. He's going to have a run at the long pole. Well played by Brady Rice.
Looks like Creekside's trying to do a little bit of a weave on offense and just pass and pick to the ball. And just trying to really work to get someone open at this point.
And once again, Brady Rice throwing some checks, disrupting. There's time, space, high bouncer over the goal, but that was a good look. Pretty far out. Once again, 12 meters.
Yeah, but that one was a high bounce shot, right, as opposed to the other one that was just straight into a stick.
Is that Jack P back in goal?
It doesn't look like it.
Okay. They wear their sweatpants the same way. Nice job keeping the feet, and Pontevedra comes up with it. So Declan Riley, nice ground ball.
Little flag down too, Ray. It was, looks like it was a late hit there on the Pontevedra defenseman.
So the long poles from Pontevedra are off to the races. That's Dylan Driscoll. He tries to sneak one through to the backside, and it somehow got through. So Pontevedra with the free possession, delayed penalty call. That's Alice Klesaris. John Sontag. And now the ball will go out of bounds, so Pontevedra's extra man unit will come back in. Pontevedra trying to get this game to running time here. It's a 11-goal margin right now, and they have an extra man opportunity.
It looks like it's going to be a cross-check. I didn't get the number on who actually committed the cross-check, but it was one of the attackmen that were riding Pontevedra pretty hard.
So Creekside's a man down, and Ezring and Powers back in there, along with Hausman.
Gives Pontevedra another opportunity to practice their man up against somebody with a different jersey on. And you know, you always wonder, you know, is the coach going to put his man-up team on? And you got to give the man-up team as many reps as you possibly can, and regardless of the score. And
J.P. So. Dolan's going to start with the ball out to the goalie's top right at the restraining line. We've seen him start up top and then casually sneak back behind the goal. And we used to call that the ring around the rosy play. Dolan staying up top right now. A little different look on the man up. Tester shot and a score. Goal by Jeremy Hart. Just having a little catch out front. Lull the defense to sleep and catch Loper sleeping a little bit.
Yeah, so Pontevedra decided they were going to pass the ball around and then at the last second change direction and caught Creekside sleeping on the backside.
14-2. Back out there for the faceoff are the Sharks with that 16-2 faceoff advantage. Quinn Fields, number 24 for Creekside, taking the draw. Nice job tying it up. Pontevedra wing player had a first run at it. Still loose. Holding against Creekside, Pontevedra ball. Creekside did a nice job of mucking that up a little bit and causing some problems, but now there's a penetration shot, and it went off the attacker behind the goal and stayed in bounds. Pontevedra with another offensive ground ball. Got a piece of equipment on the field here. Oh, it's a shoe. So one of the Pontevedra players kick got him. A flat tire.
Yep, going to kick him off and get another player on, take his place.
So Pontevedra with the lead, with the ball. Shots around the defender. Goes wide. Alex Klesaris with that attempt. So if you're Pontevedra right now, yeah, they obviously have a bunch of not their starters in, you know, getting a little deep into the bench, but you still want those guys to go after it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, they need repetitions too because you mentioned how young Creekside was. Well, this is the next group that's coming up, and you know, they need some game time experience.
And they throw it away, so Creekside is going to have the ball deep in their own end. Once again, Pontevedra drops all the way back to the midfield line, trying to congest things over there and force Creekside to find an open man, and they do, looping it over the first line of attack and into the offensive end. They'll get their touch as McGill carries it in. So McGill looks like he wants to isolate on the short stick. Keep an eye on number 23. Zach Rutherford was kind of sneaking around open. But McGill with a wing dodge. And there's a shot, bounces over the cage. Might have hit a defender. Creekside's going to be there to back it up.
It's been a thing about the fourth shot where Creekside's trying to shoot around a defender. And it's actually, it's a great philosophy to have, right? When the goalie can't see the ball, he's not going to be able to stop it.
Yeah, just kind of screen him a little bit. A lot of congestion in front of the cage. Now there's a skip pass as McGill controls. One more over to Smith. Back behind. 6.5 minutes to go. There's a feed down to the crease, and Pontevedra smothers it, collapses on defense. Ball is loose. This is where Pontevedra's dominated on the loose ball, but this time Creekside comes up with it. Little hitch shot just off the mark. Good take, good ball movement, and Braxton Lee missed by about an inch and a half on the far side.
Like you mentioned, great hitch by Braxton Lee to get on top of the Pontevedra defense and just missed the cage.
Always relate the hitch play to like a pump fake in basketball. Just get the defender kind of frozen a little bit and step around him. There's a nice inside move shot just off the mark. Braxton Lee's got some moves.
He does.
He's gotten two good looks at the cage. Just got to dial it in and try to get it inside those orange bars. Just off the mark.
I think that one was a little bit closer. Next one, he says, I got the corner.
I always say it's a little ball and a big goal. Just get it on target. Creekside with the ball. 5.5 to go. Shot from way out. McGill off the mark. And Creekside in this last possession has probably had more shots than they had in the rest of the game combined. Just can't find the target. But they're there to back it up, showing some signs of life here. Zach Rutherford sweeps across the right, rolls back, sticks still in his right hand, bounces it up top to Hunter Smith, shot high. Backed up by Creekside.
Again, I like to see him, I'm not against that shot. I just like to see him get the ball on the ground and not just stay high to high on that.
Yeah, you don't need to be as precise. Just get it on target. Test, make that goalie make a save. And as you mentioned, nobody's ever shot it under the goal. Hunter Smith carries behind, pushing that right goal line extended. Head up, skip pass up top. There's a shot, and it's a goal. Zach Rutherford heard Coach Applegate say to put it on the ground, and he did. And I said no one's ever shot it under the goal, and it's just a tough save for the goalie to make, especially on this natural surface. It's not a consistent bounce, so Rutherford finds the back of the net.
Yeah, and like you mentioned, no one shot underneath the cage, and Creekside, Rutherford did a great job just using the defender to his advantage and shooting around him.
And Creekside's shown a lot of life here. Just with the ball movement, getting the shots on cage. And we're still in running time. Once you hit 12, even though it's 11 now, they hit 12 at one point, so it's still going to be running time. There's a shot wide. Pontevedra wins the faceoff and sails it over the goal. Timeout, Creekside. So we'll stop and take a break. Our score is Pontevedra 14, Creekside 3 with 3:28 to go. It's the Lax 904 High School Game of the Week on 1010 XL.
Mueller Air Conditioning presents
Are You Cool?
Today's challenger, a corporate management manager from Jacksonville, Florida. Meet Les Blankston.
Yeah, hi, Bob.
That is a remarkably beige suit there, Les. Tell us, why are you on the show?
Well, I just replaced my old air conditioner with a new one from Bueller, and I'm just so comfortable these days. I wondered, Am I cool now?
Let's find out, Les. Go ahead and spin the wheel.
That's right, Les. By upgrading your old AC to a more energy-efficient model from Bueller Air Conditioning, you'll save money, save energy, and proudly show your family that you are cool.
Ooh, do you think I should get a mohawk?
Pace yourself, Les.
Stay cooler with Bueller.
Visit BuellerAir.com.
Now more of the fastest game on 2 feet, the LAX 904 Game of the Week on 1010XL.
Back to the action here at Ponte Vedra off of that timeout. Creekside comes up with the ball with 3:17 to go. Long pass, dangerous pass. Jim, you were kind of shrugging there. It was a little bit of a who's your buddy pass.
I was. As an attackman, you just hate when your teammate leaves you out to dry like that.
The kids these days have been conditioned not to blow a guy up, which is good. You know, all the safety and concussion rules, because I remember a time when somebody would be dusting themselves off with that buddy pass.
Oh, yeah. But there'd be a discussion after the game about that one.
And this time, Ponte Vedra back on offense. Nice move to the front of the cage and a goal. John Sontag.
Nice goal by Sontag. Just working from behind the cage, getting his defender on his hip and shooting around him.
And he took a hit, but he got to that 5 and 5, 5 yards wide and 5 yards high, which is the shooter spot. And did a nice job absorbing that contact and finding the back of the net. Ponte Vedra's 15th goal of the evening on 34 shots. Pretty good shooting percentage. 8 saves for Loper. There's a face-off win for the Sharks. Shot and a score. That's Liam McLeod. So he took the face off and kept it himself.
Yeah, Liam said, you know, just because I'm the third guy in doesn't mean I can't run down and score. And he cleanly pushed the ball forward. And once again, Creekside, I think they just were really wondering whether he was going to shoot or not. And
you got to stop ball.
Yeah,
you got to stop ball.
That's the rule number one in this game when you have odd numbers.
If I'm that goalie for Creekside, I'd be talking to my guys right now. I would tell them, you know, you could see the 8-meter mark there for the girls lacrosse. Once he gets in there, somebody's got to have a stick on him. Outside of the 8 meters, I'll save it if it's DeFogo.
Right.
But you can't let him run free. Make them make a pass. Bad things happen when the ball's in the air. So there's a violation on the faceoff against Ponte Vedra. So Creekside has it. Under a minute to go. We'll see if Creekside can generate a little more offense here in short time. Ponte Vedra's not slowing down their pressure. Chasing and extending out off the side of the net. That was good defense. Let me get the number there. That was Tate Smith. So Tate Smith ran about 30 yards with his guy and just kept disrupting him. And then when he got to the goal line, he just laid the check right on the hands and forced that shot off the side of the net. So nice job by number 29, Tate Smith, the sophomore.
A little scrum going on right in front of us.
That might take us to the end of the game here. We'll see how quick of a restart they get. Creekside has the ball on their defensive side of the midfield, and the attack is pressuring. And Sniper Fire takes down the Creekside player as he runs across the midfield line. He gets tripped up by the midfield line, and we are at the final horn, and our score, the final score from Ponte Vedra High School is the Ponte Vedra Sharks 16, Creekside 3. Be sure to tune in Sunday morning at 10 a.m., to This Week in North Florida Lacrosse. I want to thank all of my sponsors, Bar Down Lacrosse, Cantina Louie, M-Shack, Derek Prince of REMAX Specialist, Jack's Blue Claws Lacrosse Club. For Jim Applegate, I am Ray Carnicelli. Have a good night.
With more than 2 decades of experience in the Florida lacrosse landscape, Blue Claws offers a local club lacrosse experience anchored in the learning fundamentals of the sport from the best coaches locally and beyond. We focus on skills, drills, technique, and hard work. We attend tournaments in Florida in both the fall and summer. We are currently accepting registrations for all seasons. Visit JacksBlueClawsLax.com. Lax 904 is thrilled to welcome Bar Down Lacrosse as the title sponsor of all of our broadcasts. We are players, parents, and fans of the game, inspired by the friends we've met along the way. You've got the moves, we've got the goods. Bar Down Lacrosse is family-owned and operated in Jacksonville, Florida. Our goal is to deliver quality products, develop relationships with our customers, and treat every sale with integrity. Locations also in Bonita Springs and Pensacola. Visit bardownlacrosse.com.
Like a dodge down the alley, it's the Lax 904 Game of the Week on 1010XL.
With more than two decades of experience in the Florida lacrosse landscape, Blue Claws offers a local club lacrosse experience anchored in the learning fundamentals of the sport from the best coaches locally and beyond. We focus on skills, drills, technique, and hard work. We attend tournaments in Florida in both the fall and summer. We are currently accepting registrations for all seasons. Visit JacksBlueClawsLax.com. Founded in 2014, Cantina Louie was built on the principle of serving products of the highest quality with an ambiance that is perfect fit for any occasion. Our wide selection of creative offerings is sure to appease everyone's appetite, from a la carte tacos to specialty cocktails to authentic Mexican street food and more. Cantina Louie is guaranteed to satisfy your Mexican cravings. Locations throughout North Florida. M Shack Burgers, Shakes, and More is the newest sponsor of our Lax 904 broadcast. Fusing together the feel of an old-fashioned burger joint with the exceptional quality found in other Madera Brothers culinary concepts, M Shack has been offering Jacksonville families elevated, fast casual dining options at an affordable price for over 10 years. Today, M Shack locations in the St. John's Town Center and the Nocatee Town Center offer guests a menu that includes all-natural, hormone-free beef burgers, all-beef hot dogs, and mouth-watering milkshakes. Friends and families of La Crosse in North Florida will love the gourmet shakes like the glorious Oreo cheesecake, mouth-watering cookies and cream, mind-blowing pecan pie shakes, and more. In addition to the amazing M Shack burger, be sure to try a sunrise burger, veggie burger, or the amazing gluten-free CrossFit burger. Lacrosse fans, visit mshackburgers.com to see the entire menu or visit an M Shack in person today. Founded in 2014, Cantina Louie was built on the principle of serving products of the highest quality with an ambiance that is perfect fit for any occasion. Our wide selection of creative offerings is sure to appease everyone's appetite, from a la carte tacos to specialty cocktails.